Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Okay, PFF's headlines this week. Special guest we brought in for the headlines, Kia Orinda.
Kia Seer.
And here's how Kia.
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 I said Kia like the car.
Kia. Kia. No, not like the car. Not
Kia,
like the car.
Original Sway Boy.
Yep, yep. OG
Why
member.
Has this been the first time we've had him? Because I feel like you're responsible for the Sway crowd.
Yeah, what's up with that,
what's up,
Josh?
What's up, bud?
Wow, what's really up, bud? Throwing.
And I don't want to throw you on the butt. You were like a late fill. Like,
we haven't had Blake
on.
Everyone's
like, oh, people
haven't
love
had Blake
him.
On.
You actually.
I said last week we should get Kia.
And
on.
You said today people fangirl. Over
yeah,
him, I believe you said.
He does this little look. Show Dave the look. Do the look to Dave.
Ayo.
Just do the look.
Is that the look?
No, just do the look, bro.
Ayo.
Just do it. Stop
to
getting embarrassed. Yeah, just do the look.
Or do it to
some
the camera.
Bro, you can't be doing it on camera and then get embarrassed. Come on. Okay, do it to that camera at least.
It's just kind of like a... It's like, you know, a little flirty
no,
look.
No, do the whole thing,
he doesn't have a thing. I know what it is. It's a Sway Boy fuck the camera look.
Do the whole thing, dude. Come on. Do it, dude. Do it. Do it.
Exactly. More
do it right there.
It's literally like
ready? Hey,
right
let him get in the zone. Let him get in the zone.
All right. I'm going to just pretend that Megan Fox is standing
here. No, that's all you.
What just happened?
Wow.
That was,
you know what just happened? Every girl watching
face
this video literally just...
That literally was... Just, that was literally Blue Steel. That's where we're
like
in the, Zoolander.
That was that was Blue Steel. Yeah. He just literally unlocked
so
all
got,
potential.
Now, are you still doing Sway shit or just on your own? Like, what...
I mean, I don't really feel like we ever stopped doing Sway stuff. It's like, we just... Whenever something like with Sway comes over, it's like, screw it. You know, it's never just like...
But I haven't seen you at the house, right? When I've been there, I feel like you've never been there.
Because I don't live there.
Yeah, he doesn't live there. But we also have, like... People living in three different houses.
Yeah.
It's like Vinny, for example, was a part of Sway at one point.
Vinny Hacker.
Yeah, and now he's like at the Hype House. So it's like we have people going everywhere, bro. Like,
so are you here for the fights? Is that what you're here?
Yeah, I'm here for a while. I'm here for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, did you go last week? Were you here last week too?
Yeah, I was here for the Floyd fight, here for the Bryce fight, and then the Triller fights.
Yep. Okay, cool. So, well, is it? Oh, no, it's different. Who's the Triller fights?
No, they already
There's
have.
Just.
Oh, right? Got it.
No,
right.
There's another one.
There's another one?
Mm-hmm.
Who's in that?
Fighters.
Okay.
Oh, so it's not like
free tickets.
It's not a social media thing.
No.
Okay.
All right, so let's go through our headlines. We got obviously big social media people on here. We'll start. We all went to the... No, you didn't go to the fight.
I didn't go, no.
Three of
I
us
watched it, though.
All went to the fight. Thoughts, reactions, what did you think, Josh? Where did you sit, by the way? I didn't see
I was like... I was just beside the ring. Like, I was just standing down there somewhere.
Okay, we just must have been on opposite sides.
Yeah, must have been
was
on opposite sides.
Was it raining out?
It rained before.
In, out,
yeah.
In, out.
It was
were you
weird.
Getting wet, or was
yeah,
it
like,
a guy fully, you see a guy fully slipped on one of the, like, the earlier fights.
Yes, I did. Yeah,
he,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fully slipped, and they counted it as a knockdown, too, or whatever the fuck it is. But, no, I mean, like, I wish Mayweather threw more punches, because it would have been more fun to watch, like, you know what I mean? When you look at the stats, though, it's like, I mean, they're right here. Mayweather's fucking percentages are crazy.
You
like, you know what I mean? Like, I saw that on Instagram,
breath.
I think, right
like
after
chilling.
The fight. But it was like...
But, like, that's
Mayweather did this thing that he does every single fight. It was the first two rounds. Everyone's like, oh, shit, the other guy might have a chance, mm-hmm. right? Because Mayweather just feels him out, comes out in the fourth round, and then just kind of plays his game where he's just dipping and dodging. And
what'd you think of the crowd, like, the spectacle of it? Like, the fight, I didn't
crowd
know
was kind of... Like, it's like, I thought it was kind of lame, honestly.
Yeah.
Were there
I thought
a lot
it was
of people?
Kind of
because it kind of looked dead.
So,
I thought it was. I thought it was.
The stadium holds 70,000. Mm-hmm. I was told they tried to sell 40,000 and maybe sold like 35,000.
I think it was 30.
Yeah. So the tickets are fairly expensive.
Like, and 30,000 is a lot of fucking people, but it's like
when the stadium's,
when the stadium's 70,000, you feel like there's no
it's
one there.
Full.
It was, you know, for a major fight. Like, I know everyone now doing this. Like, so it was a very social media crowd. It wasn't necessarily, like, an A-list celebrity crowd.
There were a couple.
There were a couple but
there.
Not if you're going to, like...
Wasn't, like, Paul Pierce there?
Paul Pierce was there. Yeah, but he's, like, when you go to a top
no, yeah,
event,
like,
you're getting the A-list of the A-list.
Chuck Liddell was there, no? Or was he just at the hotel after?
He may have been there, but it was social media. Like,
the stars there was, like, the people
involved in social media.
100%.
But again, it was legalized burglary is what Floyd said. I will say the coolest thing that Floyd does, I don't know if you've seen it in Miami, is those SUVs that just has the TMT, like driving around Miami.
Driving
so bad. How hard you see those.
Where were you sitting at the fight, Kia?
I didn't want a ringside ticket because there was no point in getting those. I was just like in a regular seat somewhere.
Okay, yeah. I mean, then you didn't get rained on.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
I mean, that fight was a little boring to watch, honestly.
It was. By the way, people are booing by the end of it. And then this week, obviously,
people got more hyped when Migos walked out than when Logan walked
out.
I was like, where is the crowd?
The commentators talked over them the whole time on TV, though. It was like super weird.
Yeah,
couldn't even hear them performing.
Yeah, it's weird. Weird.
There's also a weird echo. I was like,
what do you think is going to happen in the Austin and Bryce fight? Who do you think?
I think it's going to be a headhunting slugfest.
Okay. Like, I think they're just going blow for blow. Like
come on. Nobody in the card is a good, except here, knows how to box, you know?
I feel they're going to end up wrestling.
It's like them just like picking it like quickly and just like settling some beef. But it's like, it might start out looking like, oh, but then it's just going to morph into like just a fucking
street fight.
Slugfest.
You think so? Yeah. I mean, what did they have? 3 months to train?
Which is not a whole ton.
Bro, that's a lot of time to learn this. And when you have 30,000 people watching, you're in the ring, you get hit in the face once after only 3 months of training, you're going to, like, you don't remember what
to
do.
This is rough and rowdy written all over.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I will give Logan Paul a ton of credit, the most credit. And
he knows how to box.
And he didn't really get too gassed. Like,
no.
8 rounds, I thought he was going to be out. He did this.
He was tired as fuck.
Go watch rough and rowdy.
I don't think people realize how hard it is to go 8 rounds boxing.
Exactly. And you can't train for the adrenaline and all that.
No. It's fucking impossible.
So that's what this fight, Austin and Bryce, they've never done anything like this. They've never gone in the ring like this. They've never been in the adrenaline
So what is wrestling? What is like the rounds in that? Because I don't
wrestling builds stamina.
It is a stamina building thing.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's why I'm saying, like, I mean, I know what you try to say, like, you can't compare, like, just the athlete to boxing. We've seen that with the Nate Robinson. We've seen that. But Austin's coming up here and being like, I'm a D1 basketball player. It's like, wow, man, that's a contact sport. Fuck.
you're really taking bodies in basketball.
Like, you must be used to getting bumped around a ton. Like, he didn't even say something like hockey. It's like basketball.
Yeah, okay, but basketball.
What? How excited are you guys for the fight?
I'm fucking pumped.
I'm pumped, bro. Because like,
way more than last week.
Me and Matt. So we're walking out after the Logan fight, right? It's me and Matt, Bryce.
Yeah, we saw you guys.
So yes, you did. Right after you left, or was it? No, I told you about this story when we were leaving. Austin and their crew came up to Taylor and Bryce and started talking shit as we were leaving the fight.
Well, I saw that. Taylor and Taylor were boys, and then Taylor.
No. So yeah, because they started saying some ignorant shit or whatever. So then Taylor pushed them, and then it was funny because I was like, I was walking over there, and I was like, gonna go walk in, and then I was like, I remember Michael Gruen just reaming me before I go. He's like, if you go hang out with Bryce and get in another fucking fight, because like old Sway, you go back, we got into a ton of fights, and it wasn't great, right? Like that's stupid. So I was like. So I go to walk, and then I can feel, like, Gab behind me, too. Like, I can feel him behind me. I turn around, I'm like, probably shouldn't go in that, eh? And he was like, nah, you probably fucking shouldn't. So then I just walk over, and I'm with Matt filming, like vlogging it or whatever. And I get, like, up into the action, and I'm with Bryce, not, like, pushing or anything. Me and Bryce are just, like, kind of laughing at each other and, like, laughing at the situation. And this guy's like, you think this shit is funny? And we were like, yeah, actually, we kind of do. And then he literally goes like, and you see in the video, he has some like weird ass wind up and like stutter steps like 4 times and goes like this, and me and Bryce are just like standing there and we're just like, what are you doing, man? Like, you just look like a fool.
A
like they were just, yeah, it was just like one of Austin's guys. But it was so funny because like Austin starts it and then walks away after. Mm-hmm. Like, he starts it and then has his security just like, oh, pull me back.
For leading up to a fight.
No, great for the fight. Right. Yeah, great for the fight. That's what I said to Bryce after. I was like, bro, that's great for tickets.
Great promo.
Right. And you know, you remember when I called Taylor out, I was like, you always get into that accent when you start, like, beefing with
people. Did it come out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You see in the video, he's like, I'm going to beat the fuck out of that bitch ass.
I'm going to beat the fuck out of that.
Yeah, Taylor with his, like, ass.
Yeah, it's so funny, bro.
The thing is, the reason I said it's going to be a slugfest is because I had Muay Thai growing up, right? And when you're in the ring, you don't think about what you're doing. It's all muscle memory.
Right.
So that's why they teach you to do the same thing over and over again, because when you do that over and over again, your muscle memory just...
It becomes reflex.
Literally, it's all reflex. Like, you don't think about what you're doing in the ring. It's just muscle memory.
How long did you do that for?
And styles kind of make fights. So it's if they're both willing to potentially be knocked out, meaning like they'll just throw haymakers, then that makes a great fight. If you're a little more careful...
Oh, yeah, at least someone will get knocked out. It'll be fucking
awesome.
More
careful,
someone's getting knocked out in this 100% because it is like rough and rowdy, where it's just like... they're going to end up
they're fighting to the death.
Well, they want to knock the other person out. Like, that's honest, all they want to do.
If they do a ton of pay-per-views and someone gets knocked out, you can always do a rematch and stuff like that.
Sure.
All right, what's this next one? Is Josh no longer singing for the summer? We got TikTok with a new girl.
Yeah. I have never seen Josh post a TikTok with a girl that nonchalantly.
That
like, just
wild.
So nonchalantly. No warning.
I've had a girlfriend. I had a girlfriend for like a year and a half. Dude. What do you mean? Well, I was
exactly,
but
like...
So like, so it was Singy for the summer, like that was just a joke to you, or like what, like what is going on? What's
like that's something that's really I would sad. Do is just post a girl like so nonchalantly.
So who's the girl?
I introduced her to this.
It's actually one of Brianna's friends.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
Yeah. This was like what? Like,
this was our first Miami trip for Miami. BFFs. Yeah.
Yeah.
So who's the girl? Your friend?
Yeah.
Who is she? We just keep saying who is she? What? I mean,
like,
she's
what,
in your
her
TikTok.
Name, like,
yeah. Who is she?
Her name's
Julie.
Julie. Yeah.
Yeah. She's from Florida.
You guys are doing these little, like, what's going on here?
Nothing, bro. Uh-huh. Nothing's going on.
Something's going on. You just
turned your TikTok.
Bro, we were going to, like, a club that night, or we were going out to party or something that night, and we were just, like, chilling at Miles' house.
Scroll up?
Yeah, she is kind of hot. But, she was just at Miles' house, so I was, like, upstairs getting ready. I was like, you want to film TikTok? She was like, sure.
You knew what you were doing.
We were filming TikToks.
Yeah.
I don't know if I
so
know.
So she's a Massachusetts girl?
No, she's from Florida. I met her through other TikTok
Florida,
girls.
But, yeah.
But she, we met, you met her when she had a boyfriend the first
I did
time
meet
you
her
met her.
Ooh.
But nothing
but
happened.
But no.
Yeah.
You can ask. Yeah,
no,
I was, nothing happened.
Griffin
yeah.
actually didn't like her. I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have brought her around. But
yeah,
then,
but no, it was funny. Griffin didn't like her because Griffin was being a little bit of a bitch that night.
Yeah.
And then she was calling him out.
She
on
was calling
shit.
Him out.
Yeah, it was funny.
And I was like,
fuck,
you just
actually.
Don't like her because she wasn't riding your dick.
Yeah, exactly. Because she wasn't like a fangirl. Mm-hmm. But no.
So you still hang out with this girl? Like, you've seen her this trip? Have you seen her yet? Since
yeah, I'll probably see her.
Okay, all right. So there's something going on.
Probably see her today. Probably later.
There's something going on.
Maybe see her tonight.
Maybe see her tonight, yeah.
Okay. So there we go. You downplay. There's something going on. But no, you answer this. No, you're no longer single. You are still single.
No, I'm single.
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
Okay, got it. Moving on. Harry Josie moves on from Finchesta. Fast attends Mayweather fight with DJ Chantel Jeffries. I got her confused a little bit and the DJ with Charlie. They both have C names. They're both DJs.
Yeah.
I thought that was coming.
Bro, I love Harry. I think he's dope.
Good dude.
Do you like Harry? That was a laugh of like...
I don't really know him that well. The only thing I know are like rumors and stuff. I've never actually like sat down and had like
he
a conversation.
He seems pretty straightforward to me.
What are the rumors you've heard? Voice them out. This is where we do that.
Just girls he's hooked up with and just like that's about it pretty much.
Yeah,
and I think he's pretty straight. He's like, yeah.
Because Keo's on the girl scene and a half. Dude.
I mean,
I don't know if you know, but this guy lives in the DMs. Like, he has the full, like, I think he has the copy or like a bot or something. Just
I will say, we had a weird event at Live with him.
Harry,
which makes no sense. What?
Harry or Keo?
Harry.
Oh, okay.
Not Keo. Like, I saw him at Live. He was friends with another friend that I know. And we were going to Live, and he was going to come in with us. I felt weird getting like 8 people and it was super busy.
Right.
But Harry doesn't need fucking help getting anybody. Like, he can get in anywhere he wants. But then he didn't get in, or at least he didn't try again. It was very strange. That's just
I mean, they're tight at Live, doc. Sometimes they don't be letting people in.
Yeah.
Harry?
Yeah, man. I feel like they could definitely not let Harry in.
I feel like a girl would like have more power over Harry on certain days.
Yeah. Like a random girl.
Depending on the day,
well,
dude, if it's busy as fuck, like.
Like, if you don't...
Throw him to the curb?
If you don't
I did. I'm
like,
we'll meet in there.
Yeah,
I never met
he's
him
like,
in
damn,
there.
I can't go in.
Yeah, it was like 8K. It's like, because I do understand that it was... I forget what night it
I mean,
was.
If he's pulling up with, like, 8 girls, though.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't all dudes.
Oh.
It was all dudes.
Okay, so that's why.
Yeah.
I bet you he could have got in. He probably could have gotten in the 8
and
dudes.
And then he didn't
want to
leave his
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I got it.
No, that's what it is.
So, and Francesca responded about not coming on BFFs. So we kind of ripped her. Now, this is all related because that's the dude who came in with us, who she was on the podcast. And I guess they've known each other forever. She didn't want to talk about Harry.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Huh.
She was just like, yeah, no, I didn't want to talk about it.
Tom Brady hung out with Noel Beck. Jealous as fuck.
Yeah, right? I don't know if they hung out.
You guys hung out
with
him?
No, I don't think they hung out. I think they were at the same dinner or something like that.
But they made, like, TikToks.
Oh, did they?
No, Tom Brady walked in the background of one TikTok.
I think he met... Oh, they're at, like, a house. Oh, no, that's, like... Is that his kids or something?
Okay, then his kids are definitely fans of Noah.
Yeah, this got to be, like, that's Tom Brady's
kids. His
kids
are younger than this. This isn't his kids.
This is probably really
new.
This is someone's
kid. He's in the video.
It's Dixie.
He's literally right. Yeah,
I mean, it's like DeMello. Somebody's kids. Somebody's kids are like fans of Dixie or Noah. And then they ask.
I think
it's Tom's kid.
Yeah.
But that's it is not, Tom's kid?
No, that's not Tom's kid.
He has multiple kids. He doesn't just have the one son.
No, but he has a daughter that's
honestly
young.
I don't want to see.
Honestly, I'm more pressed that you got to hang out with David Beckham.
What's that?
I was going to make a kiss son joke, but I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, fuck off with that.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I was going to make a joke, but I was like, ah. It's like beating a dead horse at this point.
It's a good father. So, yeah, anyways, I'm jealous of Noah as fuck. And then we got some videos to react to here.
Dude, I'm jealous of fucking Josh meeting David Beckham. That's what I'm proud of.
I got to meet him as well.
Yeah, I'm cool guy, right? He's just so... He walks in and he's like... You actually... Yeah. That now, thinking back to last week, you say one guy you don't want your girl in the same room with.
Beckham.
I'd say Tom Brady over Beckham.
No.
Tom Brady over Beckham? No way. No way.
Even the paparazzi, Team Bryce. Oh, God. All right.
This is. I think this was like if we were going to have Tan on, but let's just laugh at it really quickly.
To fucking win and fuck off the room. I'm Team
Bryce. Fuck him.
I mean, you know.
I'm being sorry about that.
It's not my beef, but, you know, we Team Bryce out here.
That's right.
Even the paparazzi, Team Bryce. On God.
I love that
this
shit.
This turned into a massive meme.
Because she has like the watch outside her socks and everything like that that she's wearing on her hands. Like, I don't know if those are actually socks,
it.
But.
She's clearly fucked up in that video.
No, she's got merch.
Clearly, you gotta be drunk in that video. Like,
Tana is like queen. She's just in the middle of fucking everything. It's crazy.
It's awesome. She's like the female Jake Paul. Yeah.
Yeah.
She really knows how to stay in the
She's not going anywhere ever.
Addison Rae pool side COVID test. I don't know what
we just reacted to this?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Hi.
So, I think that's like the definition of like I made it.
She's a power move. That was definition.
That's a power move in a fucking.
She was wearing. Remember the COVID mask she wore? That was like
the clear one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? Fuck you guys. Yeah. I don't need to put shit around my ears. You know what would have been even better if she had like a little guy like fucking holding it for her walking
around.
Yeah,
that would have been awesome.
God,
that's probably
that
up
been
next.
That's got to be next. Addison, next, get a guy to next fucking move. Hold the mask.
And then we got another one. Addison stays hydrated.
Wait, wow, what? We're really on Addison's just personal life right now.
Addison, stay hydrated.
Hi.
No. Hydrated.
Hydrated. What? Hydrated. I thought you said hydrated.
Bro, she's got to be high or something.
Oh,
she's got to.
She was saying hydrated.
It's because she's zooted.
Yeah, she's got to be.
She looks zooted, bro.
That's
she
what I'm saying.
Zooted.
Like, stay hydrated. Hi.
Hi, hydrated.
Hydrated. Hi, hydrated. What? That's awesome. That's just like one of those moments like someone puts a camera in your face and it's kind of awkward. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so you're
yeah,
just trying to like be nice.
I don't know what this is. Dave gets interviewed at...
Oh, I saw this guy. He like snuck in to the event, but I think what he actually was like bought a ticket.
And acted like he snuck
But like
in.
Made a whole story about how he like snuck in with a fake
All right, let's
vest.
Watch it. Let's watch Dave get fucking punked.
I'm here with Dave Portnoy. Who do you got in the fight tonight?
Well, I mean, Mayweather's the best of all time. I want Logan to win, but I mean, Mayweather's the best of all time.
Okay, do you think Logan, with all his muscles and everything, he's going to overpower him? You think
well,
Mayweather's
no.
too slow? Do you think Logan will land a punch tonight?
Yeah, I do, but I think maybe Mayweather may, like, let him to entertain the crowd.
Okay, totally. Where are you going to eat after this?
Where am I
going
to eat?
Where are you going to go review tomorrow?
Tomorrow? I've already done most of Miami, so I don't know what's next. I got to find a new pizza place. Okay. I don't have one on the top of my head.
Awesome. What's the most crazy thing you think can happen tonight?
I mean, that would be Logan knocking him out. Who are you? Why are you wearing, like, what is this? Like, what is that? Why are you wearing an interview with that?
You're on camera. Just
get in. Yeah, no kidding. Well, this is by a traffic guard.
Damn, you ever his throat out of nowhere.
Well, I mean, it was like,
what are you fucking wearing?
But, and I, this kid, I guess, tweeted, Stu Perez was the only one smart enough to call me out last night, go watch the full video. I don't know what he means by that. If you're walking around, I'm sure it's the same with you, people just sticking microphones and cameras in your face every 2 seconds. Yeah. So it's like, what are you going to say, no? I mean, clearly the kid wasn't real, so I don't know what the point of that was. Kid wants to hook up with Joe. Oh, I know what this is.
This is funny.
What?
I know, yeah, this is during a pizza review.
Dave.
Oh my God, it's Dave Morgan!
Dave!
Can I get a picture?
Dave!
Can I get a picture? Dude, what? Let's go!
Oh, you guys want pizza?
Dude, what?
Yeah, take it. You guys just take the whole thing.
Dude, I love the podcast.
It looks fantastic.
The podcast is awesome, dude.
Which one?
BFF podcast. Video's awesome. Hook me up with Josh Richards. Hook me up with Josh Richards. I love that guy.
What do you mean, hook you up with him?
I like it.
Hey, yo.
Pause. Josh.
Yo, Josh. Yeah.
It's a strange. He meant.
I think he meant like I want to be.
He meant it in a nice way. I mean, if you see, I'm like, what do you mean hook you up with him? He's like, I don't know. I like him. He's like, all right, whatever. But that is, I can always tell the BFF demo goes, like well, instantly.
Yeah. He goes pause.
Yeah.
Hook me up. That was cute.
So Keo, you got any drama going on in your life you want to sling out right now? Any girls that you were with recently? Because I know you've been with a bunch, but any like that?
Yeah. What about Amanda girl? Are you guys
Amanda? We're really close. Like we got really close really fast, but like we're chilling with the friends.
Like you hooked up quickly.
Hey, yo, calm down there, buddy. No, we're just friends. We We bonded really quickly because I was hanging out with Ale and Robert and Kyrie, and she was in that same group.
Yeah.
And then she's like, so what are you guys doing for the Miami trip? And we're like, oh, it's all vibe. And she's like, oh, I have like a place in my apartment. And I was like,
so you stayed in her apartment?
So I'm staying at her apartment right now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like, we're just friends though. It's kind of.
Yeah.
Hey, that's literally what all you guys said.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Just literally friends staying shit. At her apartment for 3 weeks.
Yeah. just essentially living with her.
Yeah. We got
no, that's cool.
One more here, and then we wrap it. And that's not friends. Threesome?
Threesome.
This is horrifying. If I get tagged in one more of these.
Is it Dave next?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, that would be so fucking weird. I don't know.
It's so weird. What's your Instagram handle, though?
Right. Oh, that is weird.
It's so there's weird. Like 10 what's of those. Yeah.
Of those?
Yes.
That's pretty much everything that I think we got.
You want to do
Boomer
Zoomer?
Fuck.
A few slides?
Yeah, let's do it.
Fuck. Oh, all right, sure. So do you know Boomer Zoomer? Mm-mm. How this is just, if you know, it's basically, since I'm older, they put different generations.
This guy's super old.
We haven't played this
in a while. No, we haven't played this
in a while. Celebrities from his time. Right. Ancient dinosaurs. All right,
let's go. Oh.
I wish I knew who that was. Damn.
You're gonna know when we say it. Do you know Josh?
I don't know. Will they?
Paris Hilton.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Jenna Marbles.
Jenna Marbles.
What? Whoa! Yo!
That's Jenna Marbles. She used to work for Barstool.
Yeah, I invented
her. She used to be hot.
Yeah, she was a go-go dancer. I invented her.
Bro. You like what? Made her in a lab or some shit?
Well, no. She was like a promo girl working in Boston. And I hired her so she worked full-time for us and then blew up.
That's fucking sick. All right.
She's goat.
Oh.
Do you know who that is?
Do you know who that is?
I was against this guy.
Kind of looks like him.
I kind of like that hoodie though.
Jacket.
Yeah, it's fire. Kyo.
I think it's Kyo Sear.
Who is it?
Kyo Sear.
That's me.
It is you.
Yeah.
All right, I got it. So yeah.
No, you did say it. You did say it.
Oh my God, he looks familiar. He's in Baywatch.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name though?
Is it? You guys guess?
You don't know who that is.
David Hasselhoff.
How do you not know David Hasselhoff?
You know
this guy
face,
is a
you know
king.
I know. Yeah, I know. I know the face. I know
the
name.
The
I just like. I
yeah,
just,
I saw him in SpongeBob.
He was also Knight Rider, which is like
I didn't watch the
car that
SpongeBob movie, but fucking thanks for dissing me.
No, yeah.
I'll let Dave try to guess. There's no way you're gonna get this.
He's in the boxing.
He's in Boston. The boxing. No,
he's in like the undercard.
No,
he's in the undercard.
What?
He's one of the undercards.
He's a TikToker.
He's fighting DDG.
Nate Wyatt.
Nate Wyatt.
I didn't know that name either.
Oh shit!
Not a clue.
Yikes!
No fucking idea.
Carmen Electra.
Who's that?
Sounds familiar. But
if you saw a young car, she's married to Rodman. Arguably, like, the hottest chick ever going in her prime.
Wow. She an actress?
Really? Yeah, she was an actress.
Nah. Who the fuck is this?
I know her name,
disrespect.
But I'll let you guys guess.
No idea.
No clue.
Nah.
Tara? She hangs out with Tana.
That's her name? Tara?
Tara?
She's goes by Tara?
T-A or T-E?
T-A.
Tara.
What's she do?
What's her, like, full social... Is it Tara's World? Is that her thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know who she is. Okay. Yeah. Never mind.
She's
I don't like
TikTok.
Know her, but I mean, like, I know that ad. I've seen that before.
Oh, that's he's in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And he's
fucking.
He's also in Zombieland.
He's old. How fucking old is
he's
he?
He's old.
Jeez. Yeah, he is
so he's
old.
He's been in a million trillion movies.
He's in Garfield. He was in Garfield too.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fuck. Oh.
I had to make out with a fucking brat.
No.
No idea.
No.
Maddie Monroe.
That's Maddie, yeah, right?
Yeah, it's Maddie.
Who is
TikTok?
Pretty.
Charlie's BFF.
Yeah, one of Charlie's good friends.
That's
it.
That was pretty decent.
I think it did pretty good.
Yeah.
It stayed pretty true to form.
Yeah.
I got him. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That would have been really
I thought funny. When I said look like you, like, it kind of does. It was
imagine he gets so complete.
No, we were throwing you off. Throwing you off.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so there it is. That's headlines. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Headlines with you.
Fuck yeah.
The High Noon El Prez Pack is here, featuring my top four High Noon Vodka Seltzer flavors. These flavors include passion fruit, pineapple, pear, and all new flavor, tangerine, all made with real vodka, real juice. This 12-pack is only here for a limited time, so get it while you can. Just look for the pack with my face on it. You can even scan the QR code in the pack and have me virtually join your party. Visit highnoonspirits.com to find the El Prez Pack nearest you.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
We're good? Okay, BFFs, we're back in Miami. Charlie Jordan, welcome to the show. I was just saying before we started, you were late today. And are you like high?
Right? Off the bat. Just
your eyes, I heard you say it, and then I'm looking at your eyes, and it's like,
allergies.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Go get your energy.
If anyone knows me.
Yeah, well, you have your own company for it, you're saying,
right? I do. I have my own rolling company, rice paper company. So.
And it's all online, or is that, like, stores?
Yeah, it's all direct-to-consumer online. We don't sell it in stores right now, but we've been selling out online, so we can't even provide to stores.
So how long has that been going on for?
It's probably been, like, half a year. It's called Smoke Roses, and we have organic rose petal joints and the goji berry cones as well. So it's all, like, superfood, no chemicals, dyes, pesticides, additives. Because when you smoke stuff, like... rolling papers have bleach in it, and backwoods have tobacco in it, so you just want to... Oh, look at that!
That was what were those noises? Was that us changing the...
Was that like your thing texting
look,
us?
Look, I have customer support down there.
Oh, it was texting us. It was giving us those beeps.
Got
ready to
nice.
Help.
I yeah. actually... You like... I went... I did my first Monster Hits Only club video this morning.
Yeah, you posted a video on your story.
Yeah, so I'm...
Wait, you're back?
Well, I'm the only one. So I used to have like a club, MHOC, where it's like you can only take Monster Hits. It got actually quite popular, but I got banned. I get banned like if I do anything.
I texted you like 3 months ago to bring that back.
I was saying there's a guy, Jorge Masvidal, who I'm like a fan of. He's an MMA guy. Oh, we're getting the presents. He gave it to me. Do we have that video? We can put it in. This was this morning, but I'll probably get kicked off social media for doing it. Now, people...
It's childproof, so let's see if you can open it.
Jesus Christ, I feel like a child.
Boy. Must say it's only, buddy. We back. Miami.
Here, see, that's the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you got to cough. That's the only way to do it. Like, this was a big thing at Barstool. Like, people, we had merch, we had the works until I got kicked off social media.
Yo, these are fat.
Right?
Oh, shit, wow.
That's sick.
They hold 1 gram each.
So these are, like, despite being the president and CEO of MHOC, like, these are basically...
You know nothing about weed.
Very little. These are, like, because I can't roll a joint, so this is for people who can't roll
one.
You just shove it in.
It's a cone.
Yeah, got it. Yeah. Okay.
So there's no weed in it, so that's why I can ship it, like, internationally. Yes.
You are. Okay.
Proud pothead, right?
For how long? How long have you been?
Since I was 18.
Okay. And you're from Vegas.
From Vegas, but raised Mormon my whole life, so, like, smoking was, like...
You were raised Mormon in Vegas?
Yes.
Is that like a thing?
Isn't that the most ironic thing you've ever heard?
It is, yeah.
Is that a thing?
Actually.
Are there a lot of Mormons in Vegas?
Vegas actually has the biggest Mormon population outside of Utah.
Okay, so there you go. So how far out, like, in Vegas, a huge place, obviously, like, how far away from, like, the strip were you, like...
10 minutes.
You were that close.
Yeah. I was actually born down by the Stratosphere. Like, I lived there for the first 4 years of my life, which is super ghetto. I don't know if anyone's been down there, but it's pretty bad. And then I moved up to Henderson, which is like 10 minutes away from the Strip.
So...
when you turned 18, did you go crazy since you grew up in
Boston? Like, you're close to your family? getting deep. This like Mormon, like, and clearly now you get a weed company. I don't think those things go together.
That's a not very much, but yeah. As far as the way I grew up, I'm not super close with anybody that I really grew up with.
Tana.
Yes, but it's crazy because we weren't super close growing up either. We actually kind of reconnected once we got out of high school. But yeah, growing up, I mean, everyone that I grew up with has very different beliefs and value systems in mind. So it's just like, you know, like I post bikini pictures on Instagram, which according to the Mormon church, like I couldn't show my shoulders, my knees, like nothing my whole life. So that is just like a huge switch up. But I definitely enjoy and prefer my life currently how it is than what it was. Nothing against the Mormon church, but it's definitely just not my jam.
Did you know that, like, your whole life growing up kind of thing before?
I knew 18? It when I was, like, 13, 14, like, asking and questioning all my teachers. Like, I was just like, I don't know, I disagree. Like, I was, like, so argumentative, and I was just like, okay. Like, I was being told that because my parents were divorced, that I wasn't going to see them in heaven. Like, that's, like, what I was being told.
Can you get a divorce?
I was just like,
if you're a Mormon, can you get a divorce?
It's
that, like,
very
frowned upon. Got it. Okay.
So, like, even that concept within itself of, like, oh, you're unhappy with someone, you have to stay with them. I'm like, that doesn't really make any sense. But, yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of things.
Got it. All right. So, grew up in Vegas. How well, I'm Vegas always curious, how well do you guys know each other?
We met, it was probably, like, two years ago. Yeah. Wait, how old are you?
19 now. So I probably did meet you when I was 17, actually, because you probably...
You were 17, like, turning 18?
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was.
And their manager hit me up to DJ their birthday party.
That's what it
was.
Being...
Was it Michael?
I thought he was here, by the way. Where was growing
up? He is invited to this time, but he's not, like, with me.
No, it was...
What's going on there?
He's doing all the crypto... Warren, Lentz.
Oh, Warren. Okay.
Yeah, it was Warren. He hit me up, and he's like, can you come DJ their birthday party? I was literally walking in, and I was like, sure, but, like, you know, I was like, I'm down. And I was like, okay, payment, whatever in there. He's like, no, we'll do, like, exchange for, like, TikToks. So I was like, okay. I hadn't really been on TikTok that much, so I didn't really understand it at that point.
Crazy.
But I came and DJed, and... as I was walking in, he was getting escorted out of his own birthday party because it was held at a club.
And I was like getting all my homies drinks and everything like that too, because like I was like I had a fake or something like that. So I was like going and getting drinks for all my friends. And then one of, like, the, I don't know, fucking just club people saw that I was handing my friend a drink. I'm pretty sure it was actually fucking Gavin sitting over there grinning.
It's a dangerous area.
And then they kicked me out. So
So how long have you been DJing for? This is, like, if I said, if it's like, and I'm guessing here, hey, Charlie, what's your dream-like situation? Guessing on what they put together and what you said, it would be, like, a mainstream big-time DJ. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Okay, so how long have you been DJing for?
I've been DJing for, like, 2.5 years. I got into it because I did travel videos, and the festival started picking me up to help them make their after movies. Mm-hmm. So I was helping, like, EDC, Coachella, all these different major festivals, like Lollapalooza, EDC Mexico, traveling internationally, nationally.
How'd you get into that?
Through the travel videos. So I... from Vegas, moved to Utah, did road trips for like 1.5 years, and that's how I got popping on Instagram, was from doing travel road trips. I started posting travel pictures, videos, and then I got enough followers where I started being able to fly places, and I actually worked with like charity groups for a couple years where I traveled predominantly to like third world countries, and I would work with tourism boards.
Trying to get people to go to third world countries?
Mm-hmm, to help promote tourism, because that's their main source of income, and it's how they...
So were you like doing like bikini videos, or were you like have like water on your head like going to a well?
Maybe a little combo?
Yeah.
A little mix of water on your head, bikini combo?
Exactly. Nice. So obviously there's like the fun content, like everyone gets so on the whole like bikini thing, but it's like if I'm on a beach...
what are you
in the Dominican Republic, am I supposed to be wearing a sweater? Like,
well, no, I'm not on it. But it's like if you're doing like charity work, I don't know if that would be like in my shoes. Like, oh, I don't want to go there. It's like I want to go party and shit, you know?
Yeah. So there's obviously the party like tourism side of going to places like that. But we would usually go to the more developing sides of the country, and you know, like I would go to places like Turks and Caicos, the Dominican Republic, all over South America. It's crazy. Like
they still party.
Oh, partying? I mean, they're drinking all sorts of stuff. I don't even know. Like, in Dominican, they have, like, this thing called Mama Juana. It's this random alcohol drink. But You know, all these places we would go and obviously try to make a video that's captivating to get people's attention to focus on a problem. But we went usually to places that had natural disasters that had just happened. So, like, we went to Turks and Caicos and picked up dead dogs for 2 days because there were dead dogs all over the island. Jesus and, like, I know that's super depressing, but, like, that's just real shit that's happening, you know?
No wonder we smoked so much weed.
Dominican Republic, like, they don't have a trash system there. So we went and picked up trash for, like, a week and filled up literally, like, 5 trucks full of trash. And every single trip that I did, I don't really like exploiting that side of things too, so I would make an informative video, but I wasn't like trying to like film kids or like film me doing charity.
It wasn't like the
clout
chasey, like make the thumbnail some kid on the
So I did that and then got into festivals. I love festivals, love music. From Vegas, EDC is there. It's like the biggest EDM festival in the world. First year I went, it was like Marshmello, Skrillex going back to back. I was like, this is awesome, this is sick. I have to teach myself, and I actually, in a charity auction, won DJing lessons from Blau. Obviously, Justin's, like, really big in the crypto space, and...
We had that dude, where Spell and I never got his name right. We've been around for so fucking
free
long.
L-A-U.
Free Lau, that's what I pronounced him. But we had him playing our blackout tours back in 2010.
Jeez. He's big in the college scene.
Yeah, 2000, and I never got right, like, Blau, Three Lau, yeah. We had him way the fuck back.
Yeah, I won DJing lessons from him in a charity auction. So I went over to his house, and he's like, I don't have time to teach you how to DJ, but I'm sponsored by Serato, so I'll give you these turntables. And at the time, it's like an $8,000.
So you won fake lessons, basically?
What?
So you won fake lessons?
Yeah.
He didn't even
know. I won fake lessons. He was like, I don't want to teach you, but he's like, here's turntables. And, like, honestly, I couldn't even afford them at the time. Like, they're so expensive. They're, like, $8,000. So I was just like, thank you so much.
How'd you win this auction?
My friend Tim Sykes, who's also a stock trader, actually.
The names that you're calling out
she's just
right
name
now.
Dropping.
It's like a who's who.
It's like almost like a humble brag situation.
No, he donated a shit ton to the Barstool Fund, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's great.
Fuck with that.
He was who I traveled with a lot. It was like him and a group of like 10 influencers. He was a big part of the charity work because he's seen his whole like work from anywhere. So he trades stocks all over the world, but he also goes and donates like insane amounts of money to like small organizations and groups, and works with Pencils of Promise and builds schools.
I could probably
do
like a spider web. Like,
this might be a sensitive topic, but were you not engaged when I first met you?
Engaged
or something like that?
Oh no, I just got out of a breakup. It was like a 3-year-long relationship with someone that was a little older. So
I thought you had like a fiance or something like that.
I mean, it was pretty close to that, but that. That was a while ago.
So fuck that guy. Get him out of
here. He's like, this might be a sensitive subject, but speaking of the whole Mormon thing,
just,
weren't
like,
you engaged?
I was like, weren't...
We have this comment. You were saying a little bit, like, you don't love your personal life being, like, all over the internet. If you've ever seen the show, whether you have, I'm always, like, so far behind the times, but I'm starting to see you, like, way more. Like, even when you came in, it's like I looked at Purple's story. It's like you're there dancing around. You're Tana. You seem to be on the rot, and maybe it's been going on for a while. These two can probably tell me that more than, like, I can. But you seem to be kind of like a hot
it girl
right now.
I would say lately you've been,
now.
Like, going up a little bit, right? Yeah,
it
sure.
feels like it. I like to think so.
So, but are you... I'm not buying the part where you came in off camera. Like, I don't like that. This seems to be, like, you seem to be right. If you're rolling with Tana... and you're in the middle of this shit, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I think everyone does think, there's obviously some very split individuals, you know, there's people that are doing it because they're genuinely doing it, and then there's people that do it for that specific reason, and I honestly, like, I feel like I've been doing this for a long time. People may not have known, but like I said, I started this when I was like 17, 18, blew up before TikTok was really a thing, and I didn't live in LA when I blew up, like I was traveling all over, so I wasn't a part of the socialite, like, influencer,
also,
Hollywood,
Instagram
like, drama.
Is a lot different.
Yeah. How big are you on Instagram?
How what?
Like, how many followers you got on Instagram? What's your number one platform? Instagram still?
No, TikTok. Now, which is crazy. I've been doing TikTok for 1 year, and I have, like, 6.4 million followers. I've been doing Instagram since I was 17, and I have 4.6 million, which is, like...
It's harder to grow on Instagram.
It is so it much harder to grow on Instagram.
I can't grow on TikTok anymore.
Really?
You're, like, shadow banned or something.
Yeah, I think I'm shadow banned everywhere, kind of. But, like, I grew really quickly on TikTok, and then...
And then it just, like, slowed
it's
down.
It's, like, really hard. No matter what I do, it doesn't really go up. Do you still go up a ton on Instagram?
Instagram is definitely
slowed. TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok, yeah. Like, I just went up. I was 6.3 yesterday, 6.4 today. This is so random.
Well, you are all over the place here, too.
But it started happening because I'd always been friends with all these people, but I never hung out with anyone because I was traveling all the time. And then when quarantine
started,
I was, like, trapped in L.A. So I was like, okay, I have to adjust. I have to get, like, into this. And so I started hanging out with everyone. And I had a really fun time getting to know everyone, honestly. Like, I'd never really spent time with everyone who's in the social media space. Like, I kind of try to keep myself removed a little bit, but still do social media, right? Because you can have this as your job and not have it be your whole life. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big, big believer in that. And it's actually something that I've really struggled with living in LA, because it really does feel like your whole life, like from the people that you hang out with to the things people talk to you about. And I genuinely don't enjoy it, actually.
You
don't, really.
But do you realize?
And I think anyone who knows me would tell you the exact same thing.
So, like, this rumor that's coming out with, like, you and Tana, that you guys were, like, girlfriend, right? Like, that was, is that, do you, and I can tell, obviously, the answer is no, but, like, in a weird way, there's no part you're like, oh, this is good buzz. Like, and Tana, I want her on. She'll do anything.
Tana would be like, yeah, I know that's good buzz.
She doesn't give a fuck. And that's why I love her, though, because she's just herself all the time, very honest, and I absolutely admire that about her. And I think that's why we are such good friends, because I, like, kind of wish I was a little bit more like that, and she always tells me, she's like, you're so responsible and put together. I'm like, we kind of balance each other out when we hang out.
Right,
little
yin and yang.
Exactly.
So you were at the fight with last week, and you're going tomorrow, right? You were at the Logan Paul fight.
Correct.
Now, you've been linked with him. You're denying that one.
You have been linked
with
him.
Wait, when did I deny that?
I think this
both
picture
denied
or
dating
something
rumors.
Like that. Yeah, you guys denied dating rumors, right?
Love this picture, yes. We are not dating. Love this picture because I was actually sitting on the ground, rolling it backward, and it was windy. And so I asked Logan to sit behind me to block the wind.
I gotta be honest.
Fair enough.
I'm confused.
Like, look at me, because I'm hunched over, right? I'm like...
Right.
I'm confused. I just was like, you deny it. Like, when did I deny it? But you did deny it.
Oh, sorry. You said linked to him.
And you denied it. Yes. Yeah, there's no, like, romance, nothing. Just friends of him.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I've known Logan again for, like, probably, like, 3 or 4 years. I met him when I first came out to L.A., and, you know, he's a great friend. I love spending time with him. Obviously, this is such a pivotal time in his career, so it's just been really cool to, like, spend time with him and help him and encourage him through, like, the whole thing.
What do you think of the fight?
I honestly was blown away because I, again, grew up in Vegas. UFC boxing is, like, a huge thing there.
Right.
So Floyd Mayweather, like, I'm like, that's a fucking legend.
Yeah.
That's an icon.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
And I really didn't know, like, at first. And then I actually ended up going to Puerto Rico to visit Logan and watched him train for a week. And I was just like, this kid is a... like an animal. I was like,
legit.
Holy,
yeah.
like, I was just like,
oh
my gosh.
He got cut as fuck.
Like,
yeah.
Insane. Like, I was out doing hikes and I would come back and he was just, you know, ice bath after ice bath after ice bath, yes. Meal prep, working out. I was like, scientifically speaking, this man could totally beat the shit out of Floyd Mayweather. Like, this is crazy. So I really didn't know what was going to happen. Then as I got closer to the fight, the fact that he went 8 rounds with him, like, that he even lasted 8 rounds, and, like, he even said that. He's like, you know, no one tell me anything's impossible ever again, because it's just so impressive. I was honestly really impressed. It was a little bit... I was confused about the whole no judges thing, though, and, like, no winners.
Because you couldn't... Yeah. They couldn't sanction it, because
like
you can't... Well, you can't have
it's
a guy
weight,
who's, like, 190
yeah.
pounds fighting.
Yeah, the
like,
size
like,
yeah,
140
right.
or whatever.
Okay. I was curious on your take on that.
What about you, though?
I didn't know what was going to happen. I consider myself a boxing fan, and I actually know Logan, like, pretty well. He does a lot with, like, Penn. So I went from impressed to I still don't know, because it was boring towards the end.
Right.
Like,
they
the
first
three rounds were, like, entertaining,
and Floyd does
and
what he
fourth,
did. He didn't
like,
throw
Floyd
a punch in the
out.
First and second
yeah,
round.
That's the
but
thing.
Then you could tell Floyd does his thing where he's like, well,
that's
he can't,
game
he
as
can't
well,
hurt
right?
me. He just went like this and walked into him. But... like, there was a huge conspiracy theory that
Logan got knocked out.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah.
He was never
locked.
He always
that's
has legs.
Yeah.
But it was kind of, I guess, the size difference. I don't know. It was...
Floyd's fought people that size before, though, I think.
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't?
It's illegal. You can't.
He couldn't have done it on, like, a...
Yeah.
It would have had
another
exhibition.
And he's older, but he caught Logan clean a couple times.
Yeah.
Logan has a good chin, and... you know, we had a debate at our... We have like
oh,
this,
yeah, Logan had a great chin. Oh,
yeah,
Logan
was
eating
it. We have a big fat guy who works for us. Not big and fat anymore, big cat. Dan.
Oh, big cat.
And we
so
had
yeah,
this debate like 10 years ago before any of it. If Dan and Floyd could each punch each other. You couldn't block it. Who would fall down first? And he's like, Floyd would because I weigh so much more. I was like, no chance. It was interesting.
Are they talking like with gloves on?
They both
fist?
Won. In my mind, Floyd won. He made a shit ton of money. Yeah. Logan won. He won 8 rounds. It was a win-win.
Yep.
The fans.
They didn't really win.
It got a little boring. I mean,
I don't know if the fans won. I think
the
fans took the L.
Yeah, but to be honest, if they can do it and sell tickets, God bless them.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we had your ex-boyfriend, right, Taylor?
Yes.
Okay, on. He told his story. I think this is what people kind of want to hear. Summer Rae says Taylor Holder tried getting back with her when he was with Charlie Jordan. Summer explains the story. Do you have a take on any of this?
Yeah, what's the take?
Give us the tea.
Did you hear what Taylor said?
What the fuck's the take?
Like, true, not true,
wait,
facts.
Did, oh, yeah,
Taylor
we did
really only talked about
pod.
Summer.
Yeah, I feel like you focused more on Summer.
When did you guys break up?
You
wait,
and
what, when?
Yes.
I think it was like 5 weeks ago.
I love how we all lean back.
This is kind of how long you dated for?
It was 7 months.
Okay, so it's like sort of fresh.
Mm-hmm.
It was really public, though, so people were obsessed with you guys together. That's why the breakup was so probably hard for you.
And I'm going to ask things that are like probably repetitive. You said, why did you guys break up?
Why did we break up?
Mutual,
so,
you, him, like what happened?
It was mutual. We both have very different lives, and obviously when we kind of met, it was like at the beginning of quarantine.
Sure.
So we had a lot of time to spend together, but as soon as everything kind of started going back to how it was, from my lifestyle of like nightlife, DJing, traveling, and then his is like very much staying in LA, very much entertainment focused. So we just were always doing different things, and it just was bad timing. It was a mutual breakup, and then this whole like summer situation, it's so crazy to me. I saw on the interview you did with him, you were like, why is this resurfacing again after a year?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
that's what
we were like, why is this, I was thinking the same thing. I was just like, why after literally a year, like this girl's had multiple boyfriends, has been doing her own thing, like why does she still care to bring this up? It's like really funny that she would bring it up right before one of Taylor's biggest fights. Right before my biggest residency announcement in Vegas. Like, I just signed, like, a 2-year residency in Vegas, which
saw
is
that.
Super exciting.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you.
That's amazing. That's
so exciting.
That's
awesome. You guys are going to have to come out.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why she brought it up now.
You said you barely
know
her.
So you don't like this girl, clearly.
Yeah.
I just don't really know her. That's the crazy part.
You guys have, like, passed by each other on, like, paparazzi or some shit before, right?
And
like,
yeah, so she was in the same restaurant as me, and obviously Kevin was like, you guys are in the same building together.
Yeah, of course he's going to be there fucking.
And I don't have a problem with, or didn't have a problem with her up until lately because she started resurfacing all this stuff. I was just like, yo, like, you slandered me online for 4 months, like, straight.
What was she saying?
So Taylor and I started talking to each other, and to my knowledge, they were done. Everyone told me they were done. He told me they were done. I was like, okay, like, I'd met her a couple times, didn't really know her that well, so I really didn't think there was going to be a problem. Taylor and I got paparazzi'd going out to lunch, and this is when we were friends, so shouldn't have even been a problem anyways because we weren't dating, we weren't talking, we just went to lunch.
You guys and your TikTok world think you can get away with like your friends.
The music video with married women.
Just so you know.
It's like, God,
like,
man.
Real world.
How's this real?
Okay, that's a little bit different. I literally was just going to lunch. That's not real world, though.
You know that's not real world. Like, you don't just, like...
No shit. And, like, go back to interviews from a year ago. I actually had a business meeting at this restaurant in Beverly Hills, and I got the whole thing comped, and it was, like, 4 people that were coming, and they all had to reschedule. So I had this, like, really nice meal, and I was like, I don't want to eat this by myself here. So I just hit up Taylor. I was like, yo, if you want to bring you and any friends, like, come through, like, eat the food.
Right. I mean, go up.
And then,
bullshit, but go ahead. That's like such bullshit.
I love it. I love that he calls it.
I mean, it is. Like, if I had a girlfriend and she's going out to dinner with, like, an attractive dude, I'm like, for lunch, like, what the fuck is that
what
about?
But neither of us had significant others.
Right, you're
we
saying,
just
right,
friends.
But, right, but, correct, that's, you're not just friends,
other,
but go ahead.
But we'd known each other for a while, probably
right.
like 2.5
but, I mean,
years prior.
The proof is in the pudding. You ended up dating the dude.
We did
end
up dating, yes. So at the time, I'm not saying that nothing was going to happen.
Right.
But at the time, we were under the impression that we were friends.
All right, so continue.
Right.
We were just hanging out, getting some.
But you both were single at the time.
Correct.
Yes.
Right. So, it was like,
so then it really doesn't matter.
A date, but go ahead.
So it was a date.
Yeah.
Sure, if you guys want to call it that.
I do. We do. On the record, I want to call it a date.
But go ahead.
We went to lunch as friends and got paparazzi'd, and Summer saw the video online, and that's when she started saying
because she still had feelings for Taylor.
I guess.
And we don't know if they're actually
she
still,
probably
maybe.
Threw up the block.
I actually saw.
She probably hit the block.
She did. And that's why there was this whole, like, yeah. So she blocked me for, like, a day.
She's
I couldn't
the block
see.
Queen.
I couldn't no, for see. Real. I couldn't
Can we
see
get her.
Shit.
We gotta get her.
Yeah, I know. I feel like we gotta get her on
every side. I actually sat next to her at the fight.
She blocked more than fucking Rudy Gobert.
She said that she never blocked me, so I was confused. Like, it was like literally one day where I could not see her profile, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
And you've never said anything to her or about her before?
No.
And just hit you with the block?
She just hit me with it, and I was like, okay, like, I don't know what I did. Like, I had known her, so I was like, I'm sorry. Like, if you have still feelings for Taylor, I'm not trying to step on anyone's toes. Like, I don't know what's going on. And then she really just, like, went into it. Like, every paparazzi interview that someone asked her about me, she would be like, this girl, she's like, oh, the girl that Taylor Holder's talking to, like, her name doesn't even deserve to be said. Like, she knew my fucking name. And she was just, like, really being petty and, like,
she's got to search your name to block you.
Yeah,
that's
doing
true.
Some crazy
that's
shit.
That's true. You got to know someone's name to block their Instagram.
That is true. That is facts.
Yeah.
You know, she said she didn't block me, and that's been, like, her whole one thing that she's clung on to is that I said that she blocked me and then she didn't. But besides that, I haven't really ever done anything to the girl. I don't really know her, so I'm not sure why this has become such a thing. And exactly what Taylor said, too. He's tried talking to her in person. I've tried talking to her in person. We were literally at the same place a couple nights ago. Tried to talk to her. Girl turns her back on me, refuses to speak to me. I was like, okay, so you're going to go online.
There's got to be a point where it's just like,
and say all
no
this
point
shit.
Anymore to make an effort.
No, for real.
I mean, it's one of those things. I've said it a bunch. It's just you guys are all under a microscope.
Yeah.
But when you really boil it down to the nuts of it, it happens with everybody everywhere. It's like
you
start dating her ex and she still has feelings. So it's like there's jealousy
there's
or what.
Like, that happens everywhere. Gonna happen.
Yeah, but I just feel like you could easily address that in person. And that's the part that I was talking about. It's so crazy to me. Like, I sacrifice everything about my life to, you know, I put everything about my life online, and my relationship is one thing that I'm not willing to, like, fake or, like, expose. And this relationship that I had with Taylor was, like, the first public relationship I've ever had. Prior to that, everything had been super private, so I just got kind of thrown into this, like, whole world that I had no clue about. And that's why, like, major props to you and all of your friends for dealing with the fucking drama that goes on all the time.
I mean, she brought up before you were here.
It's just crazy. It's so insane.
A five-letter word that we don't speak around here.
Right,
like,
yeah.
We don't say that name around here.
No.
But, yeah, no, we don't. But that was just
no,
a whole... I mean, I don't really know any of them anymore. I don't really see them, honestly. Like, everyone's kind of split up and done their own thing.
Yeah. How do you not see them? I feel like you're in the mix of everywhere. Like, you're now, and maybe it's because I knew you were coming on the show, but I just feel like I'm seeing you now everywhere, which I guess is good for, you, like, your brand and everything you're doing.
Yeah,
but they're all together.
Like,
this whole pack,
those ones
is all, the LA crew is, like,
but not
together.
The five-letter word ones.
No, 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 no. We're not talking about that.
No.
Oh, I thought you meant,
no,
like,
she meant, like,
even,
yeah, we don't see
even
it.
Even we don't really see, like, I honestly,
I mean,
just,
I've been, like, shut off from everyone.
AWOL.
Yeah, I just, like, I was just chilling in my house for the last 3 months. Until,
same.
Like, Miami the last 2 weekends, yeah. Really.
But the reason I feel like I've been, you know, whatever, is because I really have been putting in, like, so much more time and work. Like, I actually started socializing less and putting more time into, like, building my team around me and the things that I'm doing. So,
awesome.
Yeah, like, you know, investing in my own businesses,
yeah.
Starting my own businesses.
Yeah.
I built a whole studio out in my house. I've been spending so much time making music and getting ready for this residency.
When does that start?
Yeah.
July 2nd.
That's
oh,
soon.
Geez.
So it's so
yeah.
soon.
So when it's a residency.
I'm just
counting down the days.
Ooh. Are you nervous?
I am nervous just because I'm playing amongst, like, some of the most renowned, like, Zedd, Tiesto. I just saw some of the, you know, like, Jack Harlow has a residency there, Madison Beer. Like, it's, like, just the most insane lineup ever.
Now look at you.
And, like,
she's about to be on the fucking shit list, dude.
But for me...
She's about to be on the list. No,
she keeps
just, like, dipping us. She said she was going
to
come on the pod, and she's just hitting us every
ignored
little
the last
fucking
one,
day.
The last two?
Yeah, she's ignored a bunch.
Wow. Yep. Yeah,
and it reminds
Dave,
me.
You said it, man. I mean, I didn't say it. You said it. She's going to be on the shit list soon.
Yeah, I just sent her a what the fuck.
Nice. Nice.
So when you have a residency, is that, I know what that means, is that once a week? Like,
so
is
I'll be playing
one
show a month for the next 2 years.
Oh, wow. Insane.
Wow.
That's
locked in.
It's, no, but it's amazing because, like, you think of, like, a tour, like,
do you get paid for that?
Nah, I'm doing it for free. Yes, I'm getting,
like,
paid for that.
Can you talk about how much you get paid?
Yeah, give us the deets.
Can you give us the number, the exact
he goes,
number?
He goes, the cents, please.
Yeah, no, it's, down
no,
to
it's definitely a great,
after taxes,
great
how much
job.
After the tax pay, what do you get exactly?
That's
what
funny,
goes in the bank account?
What, we have a game. Should we do the game, Kareem? Is it a good game?
We have Fuck, Marry, Kill or ATI.
Let's do Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
It was set up for her, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so let's do it for her.
Nice.
Wow, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
For you specifically?
We tried it for her
specifically.
Yeah, we catered the game
to
her.
That's beautiful.
So these people, so obviously Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh!
All right. We got Summer Rae, Tana, and Addison.
That's awesome. This is an awesome start.
Wow, I'm so glad that these, like, three beautiful women are up here right now. Obviously, Mary, Tana. Mm.
You'd go insane. I know you're friends with her. I've never actually met Tana, but marrying Tana, you'd end up
you would
with
have to, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot your brains out.
Fuck Addison and kill Summer. I think that's
right. Pretty easy.
I feel like pretty obvious.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah. I feel like we could have guessed
we
that.
We love it. Love to see it.
Kill
my queen
Tana
in the middle.
How old are all these girls?
They're all...
I think Addison is...
Charlie can just play this
20... Song. Something?
She's 20. Tana's 22.
I'm gonna conflict it because I have two friends that have exes up there.
20.
So I gotta kill two people or just kill myself. I'm gonna kill myself.
I think that's the better.
I'm using that one. I'm using the kill. I can't
kill myself guard.
Tana,
like,
she's
been doing it forever.
You have to kill Tana.
Yeah, I think I haven't met her, but I feel like we just butt heads till someone wants to die. Right. Marry Addison and F Summer. Those would be the Addison's coming on
you
the show.
You gotta marry Addison for the money.
She seems like easy enough to get along with, too.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Nice.
I don't think I can answer these.
Who is he?
No, I think
besides your ex.
He's my.
But a no name ex, or is he like a somebody?
He's an actor, right?
He looks like he's in a soap opera, maybe.
He was on The Bachelor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a contestant?
So he was one of, like, or The Bachelorette. He was one of the 12 guys, like, going after a girl.
Did he win?
No, he did not actually. They ended up dating. Do you know who Becca Tilly is?
Nope.
She.
I won't see you ever with the Bachelor guy. I like in a lot. I know. I have no respect for people in The Bachelor. No offense to Bachelor people.
Right.
He actually did it really smart. Went on, got the exposure, started his own agency, Vamped, which was like one of the first travel influencer agencies like ever in Los Angeles. Like
that's what you got to do. You kind of got to use the clout you get from the show.
Exactly.
Well, that's why
you're not going on for love.
Okay.
No.
So you do have to answer.
Yeah, you do have to answer.
I think we can just keep procrastinating.
No.
Well, I almost could answer this for the way you talk.
We
could
guess for her.
I feel like it would be... Marry Logan, fuck Taylor, kill Robert.
Oh, see, I thought she was going to kill Logan because according to her, there's nothing there. So
no, but if they're just like friends,
so
that's why she's going to pull the Mary card.
No, but that's the thing.
Robert,
is, like, I know
I
these
feel
two.
Like there's tension, so I'm saying kill Taylor.
When did you break up with Robert?
They're like homies, so they're just fucking
the
homies.
It was like a year and a half ago.
So you're just dating people. You're just out here like dating people because you dated Taylor for seven months. People. So
I'm a relationship person for sure, but these two, we're like.
How long did you date him for?
Robert?
Yeah.
3 years.
Oh, that's
shit.
A long relationship.
Yeah,
that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, I think, because I know, obviously, like, I dated those two, so I think I'm going to have to do...
Kill Logan?
Fuck Taylor, kill Logan, marry Robert? Just because, like, I know him
Dave,
the best
I think you were
out
right.
of all of them. Mm-hmm. Like... Even though we are exes, we did it for 3 years. Like, I could
live
with him.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That was close.
You were close.
Fucking hell.
What did you... Oh, wow.
Next
and
one.
That
no,
next
one.
I just got a quick flash of that next one.
Go to the
that
next
is...
one.
That is...
These are travel?
Hey. So you either
come
got...
On.
Bryce Hall,
Jay. Y'all
you got
this...
the ex's best friend, the guy that fucks with coconut oil, or Logan's best friend.
Is there... these are the best friends of the last group. That's what we did.
I mean, Jay.
I don't know where Jay came from.
No, Jay just fucks
I don't even know
with
where that
it's
threw.
Just a, maybe like travel,
travel
vibes.
Guy.
Yeah, travel. I think that's the relation. Yeah, you guys just
travel.
Yeah,
we have the same hair. You know.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe Mike is on there. How did that happen?
Well, no, these are the best. They did friend, like.
Yeah.
Bryce
Jay
is the
but
friend.
But
Jay's
not the friend. It's just travel. It's travel association.
Oh, good point.
And then
okay,
Bryce's
so...
best friend, Mike is best friend. Yeah.
Mm. This is really rough. What would you think I would pick?
I know.
I really don't know what this
is. I have the this is the
I think
easiest
I have
one
to
of all time.
Obviously kill
I think you have to kill
Bryce,
right?
Bryce because that's Taylor's.
Yeah. I feel like you have to kill
friend.
Bryce.
I'd kill Bryce. Sorry, Bryce. R.I.P.
Like that.
Marry Mike, fuck Jay, I'm saying.
100%. That's the answer. I knew that answer the second.
Yeah. I don't know.
Mike's like an easy enough guy to get along with.
Because can you get used to being greased up with coconut oil?
He said yes.
All right.
You guys look good together.
I'm a straight guy. Jay Alvarez is a really good looking guy. I don't know how you want to spend more than I don't know him, but I mean, clearly he's the best looking at that group.
But then I have to, if I choose to marry Jay, then I have to.
No, you marry Mike.
Marry Mike. Fuck
Jay. Okay, fine. I'll marry Mike.
I don't know why I'm like arguing with you, but.
Kill Bryce.
You want to fuck Jay?
I'm just saying he's a good looking dude, but.
He is, but I'm friends with him as well, so that's an interesting one.
Got it.
All right. Yeah, those are all.
Why did he leak that video?
Yeah.
What's weird is I'm pretty sure he showed me that video.
Oh.
Like near, like. A while before it was.
What do you mean? Show? He's like, hey, look at this.
Hey, look at this YouTube video I filmed.
Thing I'm about to release.
look at this YouTube video.
Was he trying to like hook up with you?
No, like.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever met Jay, but he's quite the character.
Yeah.
But like, if I show,
he's an open book. With it wasn't just me he was showing. I mean,
if I show a pretty girl a sex video, like I'm trying to be like.
But he's very much like intact with the world and like
That's weird.
He's that guy that's like, habibi. Baby, like, you know, like, baby, it's like this
creepy. Creepy? You mean creepy?
If I'm dating a girl and another guy shows the girl a sex tape, I'm not happy. I'm like,
no, I wasn't dating anyone. This was
no,
like,
I'm saying, though, no, that's a move.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That's a weird move.
He wanted you in part two. Okay.
All right, final answer. Kill Bryce, fuck Jay, marry Mike.
All right.
Is that the last one?
Is that it?
Is that it? All right, that was good. Okay. I think you got through that. Fairly cleanly.
That was a good time.
That was good.
All right. We have anything else that we want to make sure we mention here? I think we got to most of it.
Yeah, I think we did too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I brought you guys some of these necklaces as well.
Ooh.
Oh, should we see the necklaces?
There's the Smoke Roses company, but I started a merch line recently, and it was going to be merch, but I kind of wanted it to be more jewelry oriented, so. It's these necklaces, and it's all about mental health.
It's a fire necklace.
Thank you. I have this tattoo right here. I actually got it when I was 18, and I drew it myself, and then got it made into a necklace. And I've been wearing this for like 3 years, and everyone was always just like, "Can we get those necklaces?"
Super
like,
cool.
Here.
Okay, let's see these bitches.
So I always worked with like organizations from other people. Like when I was traveling, like I was meeting up with like Pencils of Promise and Karmagawa and all these different groups. But when you're donating and like working with all these people, you don't really know where any of that money is going or anything like that. So I've actually been working with the philanthropy department at UTA. And I'm actually going to be attaching like Suicide Hotline and some other really amazing groups.
Why is that something like you dealt with?
To this. Yeah, I struggled. I've talked about it openly online, but I struggled with self-harm for like a lot of my life. So this is just, you know, growth of like, you have the dagger, which is the pain. It's like sharp, whatever, but then roses are beautiful. So it's kind of like the growth from that. That's like what all these tattoos go into. I have it tattooed on my arm right here. But I have a black one and a silver one.
I'll take brought two. There's three.
I got silver. Yeah, you fucked us. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to ship. Okay. I only brought two. I literally have to ship you guys some, please.
Were you at any point when you knew there were three of us bringing out two? Be like, this is gonna be awkward.
I thought I grabbed three. Only grabbed two. I thought both of them were silver too. Yeah. I was like, oh,
I like the black.
But you had black gold, so I wanted to bring a gold one for you because you know you're either gold silver, black, like whatever. But that's
do you wear black?
No, you can wear the black.
All right, I'll take
it back.
Tough as fuck.
Yeah, it's kind of sharp, though.
What's up with these Jordans? I'm not a sneaker. Those are kind of sick.
These are the papayas. They're great. They're so pretty. I just got them from Cool Kicks, actually. I won them. They're like $1,000, but I shot a little baby, like, basketball into a hoop, and they're like, you can have it for free.
Wow,
so I was like, great, I love that.
I wonder if that was just like a Joe Schmo who did that, whether they give it or it's like you, so they're probably like, even if you airball,
like, no,
yeah, you airball, you can have those for free.
I did buy four other pairs.
Those are sick.
Love shoes. But yeah, thank you so much for having me.
No, thanks for coming on. Nice meeting. Congrats on all the success.
Thank you. It's been a good time. You guys will have to come out to Vegas. One show a month for the next 2 years.
And you said you're out. Strawberry Moon on Sunday, right?
Yeah, I'm playing at Strawberry Moon on the 13th, which is super exciting for Dave Grootman's birthday. And then, yeah, in Vegas, opening for Zed, which is like he's awesome. I don't know if you've ever met Anton, but he's just the coolest guy ever.
I have.
So, really excited to have you guys out there. And it was nice to finally meet you. I haven't really, like, formally, like, talked to you before.
No, never. Yeah, first time. Cool. Thank you.
You too, babe.
Nice. Great pod. That was easy. Good.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. So, as everybody knows, the YouTube versus TikTok fights this past weekend. We got to go over the results, talk about it. Do we know yet how many people actually bought? I'm dying to know how many people bought the pay-per-view. Do we have those numbers?
So I heard it was a million.
Like, heard that from...
Michael Gruen?
Gruen?
No, no. Why would Gruen want a million people to have bought that event?
That's true. He probably... He would say less.
Yeah, he's been very anti... that sounds about right. I just have no idea. Would that be more or less than the Logan Paul fight?
I think it would be a little bit less, maybe. I think they might have done. I don't know. Kind of talking out of my ass for that.
Yeah, that's on the business. I'm curious. Like, did they make money? How much did people get paid? All that jazz.
I think Logan was 1.3.
1.3. Yeah. I mean, officially, the numbers will come out at some point, right? They have.
Yeah.
To.
Yep.
Yeah. They will.
Okay, so let's get into it, and we can kind of cruise through some of them because I don't know whether people have any info or takes on it. The first one, Ryan Johnson versus Kale. Sausage. I didn't know who.
Siraj, I think.
Siraj. That's how they pronounce it.
Yeah.
I didn't know who either of these people were, but it was an entertaining fight, but I don't know if we want to talk about it because I didn't know who either of these people were.
Yeah, I knew. I know Kale. I mean, he was just throwing haymakers. Kale was just throwing haymakers all around.
He lost.
No defense, yeah. But it was awesome. It was awesome to watch. And he said he was going to do that.
And I guess, Josh, the question, you went to both of the fights. You went to Logan Paul Mayweather and the TikTok. You said you thought the TikTok atmosphere and everything was way better.
Oh, 100%. Like 5 to 10 times more electric. The fans are more passionate, way more cheering. Everyone was just more into it.
Was there more people?
I don't even think it was that there was more people. It's just like... when you were outside of the stadium, like, you were hearing people cheer. Like, it just, everyone was so passionate about something, right? If they either, like, hated someone or if they loved them, they were making some noise.
Yeah.
So everyone was taught, like, it was just, like, it was loud. It was electric.
It also, I'll say, so I've said this before, Barstool owns a boxing company, Rough and Rowdy, and we do similar events. It was kind of to that, except people don't know who's fighting in it. But the fights were so much more entertaining because there was probably 3 clinches the whole night. People just throwing punches, getting hit in the face, no defense.
Yeah.
And that makes for exciting fights. You're going to have more people cheering. Like Mayweather versus Logan, they're grabbing each other. They're careful. There was none of that. Mm-hmm. These are people who had no defense, just letting it hang out. So I could see how it would be more exciting. What about, like, for somebody like you, first of all, did you see the pink pants?
Yeah. I like the pink pants. Those
hard,
are fire.
Right?
Those
hard.
Fire.
Let's just, hey.
Where were those from? And how long in advance did you plan those pink pants? We're going to have to get a picture of the
pink actually
pants.
Wasn't really planned, like, for me to go out with those at the event. But I got this guy that makes, like, custom suits. And I had to get one for a premiere. And ever since I got one, I was just like, They're so fire.
Did you like the pink pants?
Now.
Yeah, I thought it looked good.
It's
but
addicting.
Then we saw you out that night, and you were no longer in the pink pants.
Back in the jersey.
Yeah, I wasn't going to wear them out to 11.
Why?
Those pants would be great at 11 if you went there.
Dude, they were going to get so dirty. I was wearing, shout out Anthony, but he had the matching shoes to that fit, and that's like apparently some one-of-one. I don't know. Anthony's all into the collector stuff, so I was like, can't get them dirty. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, I'll just bring them back.
Oh,
do a little change.
But those are your pants. You own those.
Oh, yeah. Those are my pants.
You can't ever wear those again. You wear those once, and then
you
should have
worn them out.
So you have to wear them out.
I know. It's all good.
So who cares if they get dirty, though? You can't wear those again.
I'll dye them.
All right. So that was the next fight, Landon McBroom versus Ben Azelaart. Ben Azelaart was the worst fighter of the night.
It was sad to watch.
Couldn't throw punches. Good looking kid, but threw him kind of sideways. McBroom killed him. I didn't even see that fight. Yeah, I heard Azelaart was at 11 as well and was like, had no pain. I heard he got $500,000. Not bad work for a night, but had no chance. Yeah. He's not a fighter. I guess he does stunts and whatnot, just not a fighter.
I mean, it's 25 punches landed to 2.
And his punches were like wrist punches. And by the way, I've never been in a fight. I've never thrown a real punch in anger, like in like a street fight. I'm not Bryce Hall. I haven't been in 40 street fights. So
I was about to say, you know that guy's 40-0, right?
Right, 40-0 street fight. So I'm not going to make fun. I respect fuck out of anybody getting in the ring. He just can't fight, Ben Azelaart. Faze Jarvis versus Michael Lee.
Jarvis went out there and
killed him.
Yeah, shit pumped him.
And people got to understand that when you're talking boxing, the size of the gloves really makes a humongous difference. These guys were essentially using pillows. Like, they were fighting with gloves that the bigger the glove, the less impact. The smaller the glove, the more knockouts. So
were they doing 16?
Yeah, 16 or 20 or something. It was big.
Okay.
So if they were using smaller gloves, they would have killed each other.
Correct. And Michael Lee has like 8 trillion bazillion Instagram or TikTok followers. I had never heard of him.
That's what my mom texted me during the fight event. She was like, he has 45 million? I've never heard of this guy. But she's like just being nice. She's, you know.
Yeah, well, what's up. It's like his little brother. He makes like cutesy videos with his little brother.
Yeah, he does dancing.
He's that guy. Yeah. Okay,
they get so many likes.
Yep.
They get so many likes.
Okay.
By the way, I talked about this a little bit. We got to get him on because I got to learn more about FaZe, and I know FaZe Clan is fucking huge, and Banks is a Boston guy that I'm friendly with, and I like him. I'm so curious on the entire FaZe movement, how it works, but we were at 11, and one of the founders of FaZe was right behind us. I don't know which one.
Adapt.
Right. Do you know who that is, Josh?
I don't think I know Adapt. Like I've talked to Banks a couple times, but I'm not like super. I'm not super tight with FaZe or anything. Yeah. Like that.
Well, they're big, they're huge, and this guy taps me and introduces himself to me. And he's like, "Hey, I'm a fan," but he's like, "Are you ready to
phase up?
Phase up, bro? Are you gonna phase up?" And it's like, "What?"
He said like 3 times.
Yeah,
right?
he kept saying, "You gonna phase up?" I'm like, "I don't know what the fuck that means. Phase up." And then finally, he's like,
I think if I'm not wrong, there used to be like a sign that you did too. That would be like face up, and like kids would like throw it up in like in middle school.
It was a weird way to introduce Adapt to me. It would be like if I'm a Barstool's, like, you gonna stoolie up, like something. Like it was just strange. It was a weird thing. And then he's like, "Do you know what phase is?" Yeah. I'm like, "Yeah, you guys play video games, right?" But right. I think it's a hell of a lot more than that at this point. Phase Jarvis with a vicious knockout. DDTG versus Nate Wyatt. Couldn't box.
He stood still the whole entire time. DDG went to the strip club the night before, too.
And DDTG sang his own song, the Calabasas song, which is Sylvan's like favorite song in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to get him on to come to the house just so I could get a live performance and get bonus points.
Yeah, no, that was a... I mean, I wish Nate would have done better, but...
Nate was maybe the biggest differential between scary looking but not actually being able to box.
He is a scary looking dude though, with the buzz cut and everything. Like, he comes out there and he's menacing.
Yep. We have Deji versus Vinny Hacker, and this was one of the most talked about fights.
Did you just call him a mustard?
Deji.
And hey. The one TikTokers took. Let's go, baby.
I'm so glad he was the only TikToker.
Why can't we get Vinny Hacker on this show?
Because I don't have that kid's number, man. I feel like we talk and we've hung out, but like I just think I've never had his number.
He's declined.
I don't think he does interviews or talks, really.
Was he a former minor league baseball player? Did they say that? Am I making that up?
I think
that's very made up. He played baseball.
In middle school.
He was not a minor league player.
So everybody called this a big upset because what's the other guy's name?
Deji.
Deji has fought in these before. He's the brother of KSI, right?
Yeah. Yep.
But, I mean, he looked like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Does he always look like that when he fights?
I feel like last fight against Jake, it's not like he was in that great of shape either.
He was a little bigger the last fight.
Like, fatter or bigger? Fatter, all right, yeah. So some guys, that's just how they fight. I will say he seemed really affected by he lost. He was upset. He tweeted, like, sorry for letting everybody down. I don't know that – this fight we missed because we were doing a pizza review. I watched the highlights.
Yeah.
It seemed more like a lack of
– seemed more that Deji couldn't – he couldn't breathe. Yeah. So he was like,
No. He just lost. He just – like, the first round – I think if you want to go to points or whatever, like, it was probably – the first round went to Deji. And then what ended up happening is he got tired.
Gassed out.
And then Vinny just started working him.
Yeah.
Gassed out.
Yep.
Yeah, he was the only one. And Ensign Gibb versus Taylor Holder. This was surprising, obviously. And by the way, they originally said Taylor and Ensign Gibb was a draw. They have come back and said they fucked up and – and Ensign
they
Gibb
gave it
won.
To Gibb, yeah.
No shit. Yep. Anybody with eyeballs knew that was the case. Taylor got put in a super awkward position at the end when they're like, do you think you won? Because I've never heard a boxer openly be like, no, I didn't win. But
yeah,
I think Taylor knew he didn't win that fight. But what are you going to say?
What are you going to do? Just sit there and be like, no, I'm a loser.
That was surprising to me, probably because I got most of my pre-fight info from you, Josh, and all we were hearing was how good Taylor was.
It's not even like he didn't necessarily look like he knew what he – it was just like he didn't play any offense. It's like he was going to play the 12 round, I'm a feel him out forever and Mayweather him, but it's like they were two-minute rounds. They were short, so he just needed to come out a little more aggressive, but – he was dipping and dodging. Like, he didn't look terrible. It was just he wasn't aggressive, I think.
Like, if these guys fought 100 times, I would – and you could say 12 rounds, two-minute rounds, three-minute rounds, I would bet on – and, like, he just looked
easily. He
didn't, way
he
better
didn't
than
tire out
once. I don't know if I'd bet on him every – I mean, I'm friends with Taylor, so obviously that probably comes into play. But I don't think I'd bet on him every time out of 100. I think, like, Taylor just got, like, nervous. I think that's what it was.
What did he say after? Did you talk to him?
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit, and, like, he really said it was, like, you go out there, it's, like, 40,000, it's just kind of, like, it gets scary, and he was, like, he knew part of his game was playing defense, so then he just over-focused on the defensive part of it.
Was he upset?
I don't know how you can really, how can anyone be happy after they go out and, like, lose in a boxing match? I feel like that's, like, but I think at the same time, he's not going to let it, like, eat him up. Like, he's going to be able to just go and train if he wants to do another fight, or he's going to go into his music.
Well, I'll tell you how you can seemingly be happy after you lose a major fight. And that's Bryce, who got absolutely destroyed.
Bobblehead.
If they had the smaller gloves. Like, getting hit that cleanly just... as one-sided a fight as you can have. Now, we went back and forth on this, and I go back and forth on Bryce, and I'll say this. I think he handled the loss, and people are like, you can only handle it one way, perfectly. He kind of made fun of it, 0-1 fighter. He's like, I'm not a boxer. He made $5 million. That's great. My original take was like, why would you do this? And I know $5 million's a lot, but you're going to have memes and people making fun of you. He got beat decisively. It's going to be something that sticks with him, I think.
It hurts his brand a little.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, it might hurt his brand.
Did it because he's out partying. He's with – I don't know.
That's what I was thinking, too, is like, but does it really hurt his brand?
I think the
because
way
this
he's
guy's
reacting.
Just like he was his brand the entire time. He was a menace through the entire fight situation. And then, like, after the fight situation – who else but Bryce Hall is going to be posting an Instagram picture with Austin about, like, going taking shots?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that kind of only would be Bryce Hall.
And I think he did that correctly. He got out. He's making fun of it. I mean, but the 40-0 in street fights and kind of the tough guy act is now hard to, like,
It sucks because I asked him right after the fight or whatever when we were hanging out at the club. I was like, So, man, like, you know I'm your friend, so I'm going to call you out on your shit whenever I think I need to. What the fuck was with the post-interview when you said you've never claimed to be a fighter? The ad played before your fight. You said you've won 43 fights, and you said you were a fighter. But he was like, nah, yeah, I meant to say boxer. It was just,
well, you know, and true, a street fight is radically different than, like, a boxing match. What else What else did he say? We wanted him on the show. I was curious to get his take and, like...
I mean, I think he's ready to go and fight someone else now.
But can he? Like, who wants to see that now?
I mean, I don't...
Yeah, no one would pay.
Are you asking
much.
Me who wants to see Bryce Hall in a fight? I feel like a lot of people do. I feel like people would continuously watch just this kid.
To get him, in, watch
get murdered, though?
Even if it's to get beat because he makes it so entertaining leading up to it.
No,
and
I
then
felt
also
bad.
It's like people like Brianna who are going to be there sitting there like, yes, I'm going to get more memes out of this.
No,
yes,
I was
I hope he gets
as
up.
Much as I hated him, I was like, this is so embarrassing. I feel so bad for him. Like, it was like tough to watch. I was like, his neck is snapping right now. Like, it was kind of hard
to
watch.
Yeah, but then he also just like walks out and he makes $5 million. So he's just like, yo, I'm chilling. Because like in Bryce's eyes, it's like, all right, he did the fight. He went up like 100-200K followers in a day after the fight. He's gonna get like more brand deals now because of this fight. It's just like it's a continuous kind of dub on his in his mind and in his like on his part if he can market this well.
Yeah, it's interesting to see what the future will be for that. Like, I don't
100%.
I don't think people will pay to watch. Now, I could be wrong, but my take on boxing, and this isn't a Bryce Hall thing. But once the, you know, the bloom is off the flower, is that the expression? But once you know he's not a good boxer, like...
No, I see what you're saying.
And again, that's not a he issue. That's anybody. Like, if Jake Paul loses, it's like, okay, we know where he's at now. So
I
want to
see McBroom fight again. He was good.
Did he say anything about Bryce? Was like, he like, I was shocked how good McBroom was?
I think Bryce... did Bryce not say that on the interview?
I think he might have. He was like, I was not expecting how good McBroom was going to come out or something
like
that.
Yeah, yeah. But all he definitely, like, he, I mean, he's got to think that, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, the speed difference in their, like, hand speed was jarring. Like, there was no comparison. When we interviewed Austin McBroom, and Austin McBroom said, I was recruited by Rick Majerus to play Division I basketball, I was like, yeet. That's a real athlete. I knew right. We were dealing with somebody. It doesn't always translate. Nate Robinson got knocked out by Jake Paul. But in this case, with two guys with equal experience, basically, which is none, it fucking mattered and mattered in a big way. It'll be interesting. McBroom did not call out Jake Paul after. That would be a huge fight. But I think it's a gigantic step backwards for Jake, who's trying to be like, I'm a real fighter.
Yeah, I don't think he would.
Yeah,
do it.
It doesn't make sense for Jake. He's Tyron Woodley, Austin McBroom. Different leagues, I feel like.
How? Oh, we will talk about this real quickly. I was going to say, Josh, how much would someone have to pay you to take the beating that Bryce took?
The exact one Bryce
took?
Yeah,
like you go and fight, and you're going to get beat up like he did.
Am I going to get that posted all over online and everything
yeah,
as well?
Same exact shit.
Oh, $100 million.
It's a big tag.
$100 million.
What also went on during this was Tana Mojo, who canceled on us but says she went back to L.A. Said, we could have probably had her on for right now. She's willing to talk whenever. That's probably our fault. She posts rumors about McBroom cheating on his wife during the fight. Mm-hmm. And by the way, did take
like
out...
Like while he was fighting?
Yes. And I think she deleted, so here it is. Tana, Austin also hired four of my friends as nanny and masseuses so he could hook up with them all when wifey wasn't home. This is all from Tana. One time, Austin McBroom was cheating on Catherine with a random bitch, and she left a lipstick in his car. Then I was sitting with Jake in the car, and he gets a FaceTime. It's from Austin crying and Catherine yelling, is that Tana's lipstick? Austin says, it is. It wasn't. And then Austin responds. This must have been after the fight.
No, I think she posted it like when the main card was going on, but before that, and Austin saw it and responded before he fought, because it was deleted by the time.
Okay, so Austin, cap to the biggest clothes chaser of them all. It was actually Erica Costell's lipstick dummy. I was taking Jake and her back to Jake's house. This lame as lie ain't going to get the attention. Your little BF Bryce is about to get his ass whooped. It was actually lip liner. Can I get that back? Erica Costella talking. So Erica Costell seemingly backing up. I don't know who that is, but seemingly Jake backing up Austin. Yeah.
Jeez.
And I mean, then she posted a six-part.
This is another girl who posted a six-part TikTok saying
Austin cheated on his wife. Are these rumors going forever?
Yeah. Lots of rumors about him cheating.
Tana made merch inspired by the video?
On God, Bryce. On
no,
God.
This is no, she didn't make, like, Austin cheated on his wife merch. She made... she made, like, Bryce on God merch or something.
So she was also claiming that she probably made more money off of this merch than Bryce Hall did the fight on Twitter. That might be cap, though.
I feel like that's just, like, Tana Stern shit.
Yeah, it probably is.
But even the paparazzi is Team Bryce on God?
Remember we tried to explain this to you?
On God.
Yeah.
Yes. I didn't hear the clip. That's
yeah,
what it was.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, people are talking about girl fights. That's natural. The next, the people who are being mentioned is Karina Koff, who is fucking humongous. I want to beat the shit out of Tana Mongeau, Mojo.
That's a bold tweet. I like it.
That would be a good headliner, Tana versus Karina.
Do they not like each other
awesome
for real?
Fight.
No, they like each other.
They do.
Yeah.
Mads is down to fight. I can think of somebody that she could fight that I would pay $100,000 to watch. It rhymes with Hessa.
It does. I think it begins with an N.
That'd be
Tessa Brooks? Is that what you're thinking?
That'd be a hell of a fight. Oh, I'm
Tessa Brooks, that's the one.
I'm looking at all their comments, too. Mr. Shardy, Mr. Steele's your man. Nessa starts with an N, rhymes with Tessa. Singer girls versus TikTok girls.
So we all thinking Tessa Brooks. Wow, we're all really on the same wave.
I don't think
that's
Nessa
crazy.
Would ever fight.
Never.
Ever in a million years.
No, I don't think
fight.
So. Nope.
No.
Not a no. chance. Not a chance. Also, she's like, isn't she like 4'11"?
Yeah.
She's a little girl. I don't think that would do well.
Do we have a girl here? Which girls would you like to see fight?
Oh, we got a little game, right?
Game. Okay. Overall, how much did this event cost? $50?
Pay-per-view,
yeah.
50.
Like, oh, pay-per-view? Yeah.
It was worth the $50. It was entertaining.
I think it was definitely worth the 50. I paid more for the Logan fight, and it wasn't even entertaining.
Totally. So we got a game here. What is it?
Dream fights? What are we Dream just saying fights. If we want to see these people fighting? Yeah. So would we want to see Addison?
I mean, I'm going to end up saying yes. You're telling me what famous TikTok girls would you not want to see?
They sparred before. Did you guys see the YouTube video? They fought before.
I would not want to see Addison Rae versus Dixie because I don't think there's any bad blood, and I wouldn't think it would be a good fight.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
I think they would be like laughing the whole time.
I feel like they might get feisty if they have to get into it. You know what I mean?
I think I'd want to see Addison fight someone else. She's also like, I feel like she's a little stronger than Dixie.
Addison versus Josie Canseco.
Oh, that would be good.
That's a good fight.
Nice.
That would be good.
Nice.
Who would
win
that?
Addison.
I feel like Addison.
Although, you got to again think Josie is like athletic.
Genetics.
Of the blood.
True.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. True. Then who would be Dixie's? Like, who would we want Dixie to end
That's
up
who
fighting?
I was thinking. Like, who would Dixie fight?
Rhymes with Pessa.
You're saying you want Dixie to fight Nessa?
You said that, yeah. But I would watch that.
That would be good, I guess.
Why is Dave so infatuated?
There's a lot of enemies that she has. Isn't the whole chase like the DeMellos do not like her?
Oh, that's true. That's true. Dixie could be the big sister coming.
So I'm
in.
Just trying to think of like
right.
things
I see,
where there's
I see
actual
where you,
animosity.
What you were working with. Okay, yeah, 100%.
Big time.
See this fight.
Yeah.
This is a fight that has to happen.
Because they actually have bad blood.
Correct.
So that would be a good fight to see.
Need to fight.
Better than
just
Karina.
Street fight. They should just meet up in like a Walmart parking lot and host like a $5 sell lemonade on the side or something.
Yeah, that's on brand for
just
Tana.
Just get it going.
Yep.
Who you got in that one?
Tana. I think Tana's a savage.
Oh,
Tana versus 100%. Francesca.
See, I don't know. Tana smokes so much weed. I don't know if she
could
last
true,
longer than 5 minutes.
I feel like she's insane.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like the insanity factor.
I don't know. Oh, Bria Ness. Say the word, Josh. I got you.
Yeah, I feel like Bria, you'd be a problem in the ring.
Ness is so much smaller than me. I want to fight someone, but I don't know who I would fight.
I'm down for this fight.
I got you, Josh.
On God.
Yeah, I'll run it.
On God.
No, I feel like yeah, Bree would probably win.
I think Bree would beat most
girls. I feel
girls.
Like it's an unfair size difference. Yeah. You guys are different weight classes.
Okay.
That's true. Oh, my God. This would be the headliner. Trisha Paytas versus Gabby Hanna. Okay, Dave, they
Is
have
Gabby
like,
Hanna the one from Wedding Crashers?
No. No. She was in the vlog squad with David Dobrik.
She looks like the girl from Wedding Crashers who's getting married.
Just in that picture. In real life. But they have the biggest beef in the world right now.
I'm going Trisha, though.
I'm taking Trisha, yeah.
Did we reach out to Trisha to try to get her back on?
Just
what'd she say?
Pass? Nothing?
Nothing yet.
I think she still hates me and likes
you know
Josh.
What, you know,
I don't know why
she DM'd her.
Josh has to be the one to facilitate it. Didn't you see that tweet where she's like, I actually stan Josh Richards or whatever?
Right.
Josh, you got
to get
Trisha.
We tried to
get
Josh.
Dude, I did DM her. I don't think she answered me. Because like her Instagram's deleted or something, so I had to DM her like backup Instagram. And then I think I tried to DM her on Twitter as well.
How did this come about that she doesn't like me but likes you? Like what?
She doesn't like Barstool.
I'm just a really likable guy, Dave.
Bullshit. All right.
I think her opinion changed after the video? The Brie video, the OnlyFans video?
Yeah.
Remember in The Office where they all were like laughing at her?
I had nothing to fucking do with that anyways.
No.
All right. Next.
Oh yeah. Charlie Jordan versus Summer Rae.
Oh, need it.
I'm taking Charlie all the
need
way.
Need it. This is a headline event.
Who are you guys taking on that one?
Summer?
Yeah. I don't know. Charlie was kind of looking like pretty cut.
Charlie's the
I'm cheering for Charlie for sure. Charlie's. I'm pretty sure she's pretty athletic. It's just like Summer Rae be hitting the gym every day. She's always working out.
And she's
got
crazy.
Like she's used to training. I feel like she could just like train hard. Like she'd be able to train harder. And Charlie smokes.
I forgot that you said Charlie was a D1 athlete. I'd root for Charlie just based on the fact I've met her, not Summer. I did see Summer at the Logan Paul fight, and she's like thicker. Than Charlie. I don't know if that matters.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like she may weigh more. This would be a great fight, though. I'd pay to see this. Also, side note, when Charlie Jordan was like, I'm DJing Dave Grutman's like birthday party on Sunday, I'm like, it's your birthday, Dave? He's like, no, it's not. I was like, oh, all right, never mind then.
She got it confused.
Yeah. All right, next.
Cynthia Parker versus... Ellie fucked her ex?
So, essentially what happened here is Ellie... ended up hooking up with Cynthia's boyfriend.
Who is that?
Quentin,
yeah.
That rings a bell, but I don't know who that is.
Yeah, we talked about
Quentin
it before.
Griggs. He used to live with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cynthia commented on a video saying,
I don't know what happened. I don't know if Cynthia and him were dating or not. I don't really know the story behind it because I just didn't care. But...
Yes, then. Hard yes.
Then
yeah. Yeah, they actually hate each
other. Because there's going to be the emotion.
That's the whole key.
But I'm probably... I feel like I gotta take Cynthia. She's from Toronto. I'm riding with my dogs.
I don't know either of these, but I'd love to see if there's real bad blood.
Yeah, that one would be good. Is that the last one?
Yeah, yes. They're definitely coming. Yes. This thing's not going away. The celebrity boxing. The key to it is, you know, people I think with real beef and, you know, followings. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Bryce. If he fights again or not, that'll be interesting to see. McBroom's clearly going to fight again. It'll be very interesting to see where this thing goes moving forward. Overall, though, a lot of money being made. I mean, $5 million.
That's ridiculous.
For, you know, he earned it.
I think
he earned it because he got his molly whopped, but still a ton of money.
He got his molly whopped.
I'm very interested to see how his brand progresses. I think he handled it great.
Yeah, I did too.
And there was a UFC fight that night, and all the talk was about this. So, very interesting. That's pretty much everything for us.
For the fight, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It wasn't a small UFC fight either.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It wasn't.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.